Z95.1, tell me something good today. And the Bridge Ministry is something that is really good here in our community. Jay James is here, my friend, my coworker. You've been working with the Bridge for a really long time.
Mm-hmm.
So tell me something good about the Bridge Ministry.
Oh, we're so grateful for the opportunity. And I've been able to kind of be involved with volunteering the last couple of years. But I became a part of the Bridge Ministry because it served my family. And the Bridge Ministry starts with a gentleman by the name of William Washington. He is mm-hmm. the founder and executive director. And he started this program in this ministry to help people who get in trouble because of addiction and addictive behaviors and life-controlling issues where it affects their family, the mom, the kids, it affects everybody. And maybe sometimes, unfortunately, they have to end up in the criminal justice system, or they just are in battling addiction, you know, which is a whole bigger topic in our country. And so what the Bridge does is help men and their families who may have this challenge and has been doing it for over 25 years by helping them get the behavior health and the treatment that they need, helping them work on their relationships with their family, helping them stand back up and restore to be great dads, husbands, fathers to their kids, and productive members of our community. And it helps them get jobs that can pay up to $24 an hour, trains them technically through a partnership with Piedmont Virginia Community College in heating and air, electrical work, small engine repair, welding, construction and craft labor. So it's a program, a faith-based program where guys who are dealing with the challenges of addiction and addictive behavior can go live for 12 months, get back on their feet and become better leaders of their family. And that's really in a nutshell.
Yeah.
And it starts with Mr. Washington and his passion and his heart to help those guys, like he helped my dad.
And so it brings men back to their families.
That's what it does.
And so how can people help you? If somebody's listening right now and says, ooh, I really want to help with that, what can we do?
Oh, man. Whether you're a volunteer, but really the biggest challenge is financially, because just like any nonprofit, but the Bridge helps men. 95% of the guys that come, they don't have any resources. They've lost their job. They've mm-hmm. lost everything for obvious reasons. So the Bridge and the team that Mr. Washington leads invest about $36,000 per individual. It can hold up to 50. And these are people who not only need services, but need jobs and needs all these things that get provided. So the website is bridgeministry.info, and there's a donate tab. And they really need the community because they don't get a lot of support from local government or state government or federal government. They, you know, a lot of grants, a lot of things have to happen, but it's really the individual support, no matter how small, that people do to help people who are poor get this high level of service, the highest levels of service, one of the most successful programs in the country, 86% success rate.
Wow.
So, but it definitely needs your support. So we're grateful for any consideration. I donate a portion of every check from here at the radio station to the Bridge, because it served my family many years ago.
Yeah. Gosh, that's so important. Jay James with the Bridge Ministry, bridgeministry.org.
Bridgeministry.info.
.info, sorry.
Yep.
Let me say that again. Bridgeministry.info.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, we're going to help you out as best we can.
Hey, it's always good to be on the best morning show in our community. And I host one, and I know this is still the best.
Stop it.
That's right.
All right, Jay James, thank you so much.
Thank you.